This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What FinTech gets wrong about transparent communication. Silence is a strategy, a bad one. What happened? A corporate communications manager at Flash Change made a public case that FinTech companies need to treat transparent communication as a core business function, not a PR afterthought. His argument lands during a period of genuine economic turbulence, when customers and investors are watching fintech firms closely for signs of stability. The position is clear: how company communicates right now will shape whether it survives what is coming. The communication angle. Here is the lesson, stated plainly: in a volatile market, the companies that communicate proactively will outperform the ones that communicate reactively. This is not a soft claim. It is backed by every major trust collapse in financial services history. The firms that went quiet when things got uncertain did not protect themselves. They accelerated their own decline. FinTech sits in a uniquely exposed position. These companies are often young, less regulated than traditional banks, and operating with thinner public trust reserves. When the economy wobbles, customers do not give FinTech the benefit of the doubt. They leave. The only antidote to that instinct is a communication posture that gets ahead of the anxiety rather than responding to it. What does transparent communication actually look like in practice? It means naming the uncertainty your customers are already feeling before they name it to you. It means saying, here is what we know, here is what we do not know yet, and here is what we are doing about it in plain language. No corporate softening, no vague reassurances. Those moves backfire because they signal that you are managing perception rather than sharing reality. The technique at work here is called preemptive framing. You define the narrative before the market, the press, or your competitors do it for you. It requires courage, because it means acknowledging difficult things publicly. But the math is simple: a company that speaks first controls the story. A company that waits to respond is always playing defense. The mistake most fintech leaders make is confusing transparency with vulnerability. They hold back because they think admitting uncertainty makes them look weak. It does the opposite. Specific, honest communication signals confidence. It says we know our situation well enough to describe it accurately. That is the message customers and investors actually need to hear. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high-stakes messaging gives you a framework for structuring difficult communication so that honesty reads as authority rather than alarm. The sequence matters as much as the words, and getting it wrong in a moment like this is not just a communications failure, it is a business failure. The takeaway. Before your next company update, whether that is an email to customers, a message to your team, or a press statement, write down the one uncomfortable truth your audience already suspects. Then put that truth in the first paragraph, not the last. Most communicators bury the hard part, hoping the reader will lose interest before they reach it. You readers always find it. Lead with it yourself, and you keep control of how it lands. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.